the Road Safety Authority is encouraging people to think twice, to slow down on the roads, and to try and focus the mind on when you're in your car, what you're doing and how you are driving, particularly at this time of year when the roads get particularly more dangerous, and particularly after the number of large number of accidents and deaths we've had this year. A death in Kerry the weekend just gone of a young man in the prime of his life. Two deaths in Limerick as well, over the same 24-hour period, just over the border, beyond the Dare at Patrick's Well, focuses the mind of everybody. Yesterday, the Road Safety Authority were in Donegal to issue their renewed appeal to people to go slower on our roads. This comes in light of the announcement by Minister for State Department of Transport, Hildegard Nocton, yesterday, of a doubling of the fines for speeding on our roads and also for use of mobile phones when driving. With me on the line to talk about this in more detail is Brian Farrell, who's Chief Executive of the RSA, who was in the Donegal yesterday. Brian, good morning to you. Thanks for joining us in the programme.
Good morning, Jerry.
First of all, the bad news. It's been a bad period for us on our roads.
Oh, look, it's really, really, really heartbreaking listening to all the stories and the breaking news almost on a daily basis now of collisions involving death and serious injury on our roads. And it's, you know, all the great work that we're doing just seems to be unraveling. And it really is distressing for everyone. And gosh, there's no part of this country that isn't touched by tragedy. As you said yourself, there was a loss of life at the weekend in Kerry. It brings to three the number of people who have been killed in the county this year, and overall we've lost 94 lives on the roads, and that's an increase of 26 on last year. And Jerry, of course, we always talk about the fatalities, but we mustn't forget those who have been seriously injured, and over 670 people have been seriously injured on our roads to date this year. And look, we were up in Letterkenny yesterday. We were and this is just part of an overall plan just to get out of Dublin City and take road safety into communities. We were in Galway for the June bank holiday, and we were in Cork in October, and for the October bank holiday, and the message was really just to sound the warning bell that look, we have to really sit up and look at our behaviour on the roads, because it's extremely worrying. And as you said, the Minister at the Department of Transport, Hildegard Nocton, announced an increase in fines. And just to explain the background to that, we have a new road safety strategy. It was launched in December, and it calls for a 50% reduction in road deaths by 2030, and serious injuries as well, of course. And one of the actions in it is to review the penalties that are there for road traffic offences, and it was due for delivery in 2024. And the reason for that is because we are going to be looking at, and the minister said she's going to be looking at, the penalty points around driving offences. But that's going to require legislation, and that's going to take time. But in light of the increase in road deaths and ministerial committee meetings that have taken place that take place to monitor the strategy, and also out of concern with the increase in deaths, the minister decided, you know what, I'm going to fast track an element of this, and I'm going to introduce an increase in fines. And that's what we're seeing. We saw yesterday an increase, an announcement to increase, to double the fines. So speeding will go from €80 to €160. Not wearing a seatbelt will go from €60 to €120, and the same for mobile phones and driving. And I think the minister is also going to look at things like, if you fail to heed the instructions and direction of a school warden. And that's really important, you know, with coming back to school just on the horizon. But just to put it in context, Jerry, I mean, one of the first things I ever did when I started working in road safety was go to an event where the late Seamus Brennan launched the new penalty point system.
Yeah.
And the fines that were announced then was an €80 fine for speeding. It hasn't changed. The fines haven't changed in nearly 20 years. So it's, you know, I just think that this will bring the deterrent back, that deterrent factor back, part of the deterrent factor back, and maybe get people thinking twice before they decide to break our life-saving laws, because, you know, it is a worrying situation we're in, as I said, Jerry.
And Brian, look, what do you say to those who would then say, and we had plenty of people getting in touch with us yesterday, talking about the condition and the state of our roads, and saying, look, we've NCTs to get our cars roadworthy, some of our roads are not car-worthy, and that needs to be tackled before other issues to do with road safety.
Well, the main cause of death and injury on our road is speeding. And that's what the evidence is telling us. And we drive too fast on the roads. We drive at an inappropriate speed, not just breaking the speed limit. We drive at inappropriate speeds on our roads. And we know that the majority of collisions that are happening on our roads, 70% of them are happening on rural roads. And they're our local roads. They're the roads we drive every day and we're familiar with every day. And, you know, research is telling us that people feel they can handle driving at speed on these roads because they know them. They're their roads. And they also don't fear the penalties or the consequences of being stopped. So, you know, I understand why someone would have that that view, but when we're looking at the evidence of what's causing death and serious injury out there on the roads, it's very clear what are the main causes
and
here.
And road condition is factored into those collision investigations for every reason.
Yeah, it is. And of course, there are road conditions are a factor and weather conditions are a factor in collisions that happen. I'm not saying they don't. What you'll find is that it's never just one simple cause. A crash is never just, oh, wasn't wearing a seatbelt, or, you know, it was speeding. It's always a combination of factors. It might be road condition, it might be speeding combined with that, and the fact that the driver wasn't wearing a seatbelt. They're always multifactorial, but the point is this, you know, our behaviour plays a critical role in safety on our roads and ensuring that we are driving at a speed that's appropriate, not driving while impaired through drink, drugs, or even fatigue, and making sure we wear the seatbelt and watching out for the vulnerable road users and passing the cyclists wide. That's how we're going to stay safe, because, Jerry, the roads are going to be, they're incredibly busy at the moment, and they're going to get even busier during August. You know, the farmers are going to be bringing in the winter cereal crops, and then over the next 3 to 4 weeks, we'll be bringing in the spring crops as well. There'll be silage cutting. There'll be people touring from different parts of the country. We'll have foreign visitors driving in the country. The kids are still off school. There's festivals taking place all over the country. In fact, of course, there's the Rose of Tralee will be coming to town very soon, and We're just as a by, Jerry, we're going to be working with the Rose of Tralee and the escorts and the Roses to help spread the road safety message. And we're delighted to be linking up with the Rose of Tralee International Festival Committee for that. But this is really about a response to an increase in road deaths and serious injuries, because they're up too, because we are incredibly concerned that we haven't entered the danger zone yet in terms of road safety. August of last year, we lost 22 lives on the roads, Jerry.
In the context of that, was last year an unusual year in terms of, you know, to an extent, pandemic affected in terms of how busy or otherwise our roads were?
Yeah, absolutely, Jerry. And I'd say there's even an element of people kind of being sick of hearing messages and being told what to do. You know, because that's exactly what we were told to do for the last, you know, we were told exactly what we could and couldn't do for the last 2 years during COVID. And I think there's an element of a devil-may-care attitude out there, people just saying, oh, look, you know, I just want to live my life now. I don't want to be told what to do anymore. But, of course, we've got to realise that using the roads is one of the most dangerous things we do every day. We have to understand that we share the roads, and we have to share the roads safely and be conscious of the fact that there are vulnerable road users, there are cyclists, there are joggers, there are, you know, families out going for a walk and motorcyclists as well. We've had an increase, a worrying increase in motorcyclist fatalities to date this year. So we're just sounding that warning note and appealing to everyone to please stay safe. And as I said, we're coming into an August bank holiday weekend. We had 8 fatalities over the August bank holiday, over the June bank holiday weekend just gone.
Yeah, we don't want to repeat
and we
that.
We just simply can't. Yeah. Exactly, Jerry.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Brian, have we a particular go on.
No, I was just saying, I think people know this. How many times have I spoken to you, you know, Jerry, and repeated these messages? I think deep down people know this. It's just we just need a little bit of a reminder just to stop the complacency setting in. Sorry, Jerry.
Yeah. Do we have a particular problem when it comes to mobile phone use while driving in this country? I don't know if there's any stats available, or is it something that's just stubbornly high?
Oh, that's a very good question, Jerry. And it's timely as well. We published some research on mobile phone use and driving. And what we've done in this survey is not just ask people, have you ever used a mobile phone while driving, handheld or texting and stuff like that. We went right down into the detail. And what we found is that 23%, almost, you know, quarter drivers are saying that they check notifications on their phone while driving, because the phone does lots of things now. 1 in 14 drivers saying that they take photographs and videos and share them on their social media while driving. You know, 1 in 5 are saying that they read messages and emails, and 1 in 10 of them are saying that they actually write messages and emails while they're driving and send them off to, you know, whatever, whoever it is. And a similar number saying that they check their social media while driving. So it really is worrying that there's that level of mobile phone use while driving. As I said, I think people know instinctively that it's not safe to do that while driving, because you're dividing your attention from, and you're taking your attention away from the task at hand, which is, you know, focusing on your driving, observing the road, looking out for hazards, listening for hazards. And you can't do that if you're distracted by using your phone and you're taking your eyes off the road. So, yeah, look, the message is to put your phone away, put it out of sight,
Finally, notwithstanding your point about the fines not having been increased in years to factor in, I suppose, the cost of living, they will hit people in the pocket, especially at a time now when the cost of living has gone up so much. What do you say to those, many of them prominent politicians, who attack these sort of things as an attack on rural Ireland, attacking ordinary people, trying to go from A to B, trying to do their jobs, sensible drivers who may be a few miles over the limit, and all of a sudden they're hit now with a €120 whopper in their pockets, and they say it's unfair, and more should be done to make the road safe in other ways?
Yeah, I'd say it's a choice. The penalty point system, the fine system is a choice. You have a choice. You can wear your seatbelt. You can slow down. You can not use your phone. You can put it away. And you can avoid getting penalty points and a fine. Nobody's forcing you to get points or a fine in your license. And if you slow down and if we obey our and follow our life-saving rules of the road, not only will you avoid them, you will possibly save a life, maybe even your own.
Are Gardaí and emergency services allowed to use their mobile phones while driving? A listener asks.
No, I've checked this. This one comes up an awful lot. Oh, the guards are using their phone. And I've asked the guards this many times, and they're saying that their operational manual clearly says they shouldn't be using mobile phones while driving unless it's for operational reasons. Simple as that.
Okay. All right. So that answers that one. Brian, are you hopeful finally the message will get through? I know you're going to be continuing to work on it over the summer and try and get the message out there through this busy period that you will be able to maybe turn the tide within this year's figures.
Do you know what, Gerry? We've had moments like this in the past, and I'm sure we'll have moments like this again in the future. But look, you know, road safety and the achievements that we made, you know, since we introduced the first road safety strategy in 1998, we've had a 70% reduction in road deaths. We are now the fourth safest country in Europe. And I have no doubt that the people and road users will respond to this appeal, because it's their success. It's not the Road Safety Authority's success. It's not the Garda's success. It's not the government's success. It's ordinary road users' success. They, you know, ordinary individuals have achieved the success that's been achieved today because it's as a result of their behavioural change. And it would just be tragic. And I suppose, out of respect to those who have died and been seriously injured, we owe it to them to ensure we turn the tide on this and reverse the trend.
Yeah, and look, the final point on it, Brian, just when it comes to fines versus penalty points, because this is coming up with people as well. Mm. Penalty points obviously affect your licence. Fine hits you in the pocket. Easier for a minister to bring in fines, because penalty points have become political. They have to go through the political process, and there have been a lengthy and long and fractious debates in the Dáil in relation to this. Will you be in a situation, I know it's not your wheelhouse, it's the minister, that you'll have to keep increasing fines because it's getting too difficult politically to get penalty points over the line?
No, and do you know what, the one thing, and I've been at this a long time, and the one thing I have has always been reassuring is that in the main, there has always been political support and cross-party support for road safety measures. And when you see the background and the context of what we're dealing with here, a spiralling road deaths and serious injuries, but also the challenges of reducing and saving lives, like cutting the number of people being killed by 50%, over the next 10 years, over the next decade, you know, I would be hopeful that political support will continue for any measure that is evidence-based and shows that there is a clear link to saving lives and reducing serious injuries on our roads.
Okay. All right, Brian, we'll leave it there. Thanks very much for talking to us about that. That's Brian Farrell of the Road Safety Authority. If you have a view on the message that they're talking about, having their campaign meeting in Donegal yesterday, try and get that message out there. Try and stem the tide at the moment and the spike in road deaths and serious injuries on our roads. As I said, it's been a bad week in the county and in Limerick as well. Families grieving. I think four people over a 24 to 48 hour period died in our roads. And hopefully, you know, that it can be avoided. Hopefully, these type of accidents can be prevented. What's your view on that?